just want to pick up a little bit more. First of all, if she were to present again today, would you do the same thing? And I'm also curious what you think about RD daratumumab.
Great question. Great question, Neil. In terms of what I would do today, certainly RVD would remain my mainstay, particularly with lambda light chain disease and what I consider clinical high risk. I think the important point is, Neil, that you know, the DARA data up front are very striking, and I think that that's a promising approach for her. I think what's really also important to note, though, is that fundamentally, would I do anything differently than an IMiD and a proteasome inhibitor? No, I would do the same thing today. The question would be whether or not to integrate an antibody, and I think I'd have to assess that carefully. And we can come to why, because I do think that the CD38 data up front are particularly striking. What's a little bit sobering from the RD DARA data is that the high-risk patients in that study didn't fare particularly well. And I think that would make me feel that it would have to be RVD plus DARA. Now, off protocol, that wouldn't be trivial because you'd have to be able to make sure insurance was comfortable with that, and you'd have to make sure that you could deploy it. And again, you know, she did, simply by virtue of fact, she did very well with RVD zoledronic acid to start with.
Have you done RVD DARA off trial?
Outside of trial, I personally have not been recommending it yet. I think that DARA is approved up front for VMP. It's approved for RD DARA. The challenge for us is how do you offer that to patients, you know, with the best triplet, which would be either KRD or RVD, plus the antibody. And how do you do that outside of a trial? Now, some patients who have particularly good insurance can get access to those quadruplets because of phase two data to support it. I think that the data still remain relatively immature. So I think that what I'm hoping is that we'll see very good, mature, high quality information to justify those four drug platforms soon. And that way, I think insurances will be much more comfortable based then on NCCN guidelines and so forth, to offer these four drug platforms up front. I do think they'll have a role. I mean, we have already tantalizing data from KRD DARA. We have the RVD DARA from my colleague Pete Voorhees. And of course, we have the RVD isatuximab data I touched on from Enrico Sio as well.